to be walked out. Because a lot of us are leaders that come, and he could take things away instantly with all of us. But he is the one that chooses, and he is the one that knows that we are going to be leading others through this, and we need to know how to walk this out. And we need to go through the stuff. We've realized that we have never had so much disconnect in our life since we've been in our marriage, since we've been doing Lamb. And yeah, so much stuff come between us. And we finally realized this. I was saying this in staff meeting the other day, and Bill was just going, yep, that's true. That, you know, how you get a word of knowledge in your body for healing or something that needs to happen. We're literally getting words of knowledge in our relationship. And not only are we getting words of knowledge, but you know, when you have somebody whose shoulder is going to get healed, what do you have? You have a pain in the shoulder to let you know what God is going to do. So there's a pain that happens between us, or a disconnect, or things that we haven't ever even experienced in our marriage. We've been going through it, and it's like the Lord is pleased to let us go through it, work through it, have victory. And you know, Barry caught on to this. He goes, you know what? He goes, I bet you when we go on Sunday morning, we're going to find out that everybody in the room is going through this. He goes, or a lot of people. I think it's a word of knowledge. And almost every time we have this, we'll ask, and like 3/4 of the room will stand up when we say, how many of you are going through this?
Last time we did this, that 5-day at the Gaia Hotel, we had experienced something that was very interesting, and it had its roots in a victim spirit that came in between the two of us, and that's not typical for us, and we
have our own junk, but that wasn't our normal junk.
That's usually not a big one for us, but we recognized it, and we dealt with it, we prayed through it, and we worked through it together, and then it came up in the workshop. And I don't know how many of you do ministry. I don't know how many of you have ever tried ministering to a victim spirit. I've had a number of people walk out of my office angry as I've tried to deal with a victim spirit. You can't deal with it directly. It just gets mad and turns on you. And it's generally very, very hard to minister to. But we shared our story and what happened to us. And we talked to him about it. It's pretty cool. God gave us about 8 different things. This is some things you'd be looking for in a victim spirit. And we said, how many of you, we do corporate ministry like this too, how many of you have to struggle with this or have dealt with this in your marriage? And every single couple but one couple stood up in the whole room and allowed us to minister and pray through that.
And people got free.
Yeah. And there are people just really experiencing tremendous freedom from that. So that's another way we minister, and we just try to listen to Holy Spirit and guide. So that's where we try to go way beyond the teaching to really finding out what God wants to do. The one last thing about the couples coaching, and this again, we didn't plan. We couldn't have figured this out, but God did. Guess what happens in the room when we're up front coaching or counseling a couple? You know, a lot of the people, another 3 couples know that couple and have already connected with them. The other people are there to get their freedom, their help in their marriages.